On a winter night in 1994, a newborn baby was found lying in a sink at Sitka's Thompson Harbor. 18 years later, that girl is now a young woman named Carissa Amron. She graduated from high school this spring, and last week she returned to Sitka. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Carissa Amron is digging through her wallet.
Yeah, I'm a little fishing license. Ta-da. My one-day pass, pretty much.
You're official?
Yep.
Nice. And your king stamp?
Yep.
Cool. So what are you hoping to catch?
Just something edible.
It is the 18-year-old's second time in Alaska. The last time she was here, she was an infant, and the subject of an incredible story that began just a few feet from where we're standing. Shortly after midnight, on January 24th, 1994, Sitka Harbor employee Kelly Warren was making his rounds.
He opened up the harbor door just doing a regular bathroom check, and apparently I made a little noise of some sort, and he checked again, and there was a little baby sitting in the bathroom sink, and that baby was me.
According to that day's Sitka Sentinel, Carissa was wrapped in a t-shirt and had just been born. She was light, 4 pounds, 12 ounces, the newspaper reported, but healthy. Authorities never found her birth mother. Carissa says she knew the basics growing up, that she was adopted, that she'd been left by her birth parents, but not a whole lot about where and when until just recently. In Sitka, she had a chance to meet some of the people who rescued her and visit the bathroom sink where she was found, as well as the hospital that treated her. She says the trip has been emotional, but she's also pretty matter-of-fact about the whole thing.
My past is my past, but my future is what I look forward to. So, I mean, that's not, knowing more about my past isn't going to change who I am or who I've become. So, I mean, it's just nice to know. I've always wondered, so.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that. What's in the future? You've graduated high school.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Flagler College down in St. Augustine. I'm going to major in fine arts and then move on to zoology. Both have always been an interest for me.
Yep. You're going to find a way to kind of marry those two concepts?
Yeah, because one of the main subjects of my drawing is usually an animal of some sort, and I've grown up around animals. I lived really close to a creek, so I was constantly in the woods, in the mud, doing something nature-related, so I just started eventually putting that into art as well, so.
Carissa's parents, John and Karen, adopted her when she was 3 weeks old.
And it was pretty quick. We didn't have a whole lot of notice. So we had to do as best we could. We went shopping at Freddy's and Juno to get as much as we could. And what we couldn't get, our church members came up with. And we were able to put together a nursery pretty fast and get it stocked with everything we would need for a child. I mean, normally you have 9 months to find this stuff, but we only had 3 days. Yeah.
And did you know the story before when you adopted her? I mean, did you know?
Yes, we knew exactly who she was going to be. And
I imagine it was in the news at the time.
It was in the newspapers in Juneau as well here in Sitka. So, yes, we knew exactly what you knew.
Karen Amrine.
It has been a wonderful, wonderful 18 years. Couldn't ask for a better child. Couldn't ask for a harder worker. Couldn't ask for a better student. She's just been a dream child, our miracle little girl.
Carissa's parents say that they have been amazed at how many people they've reconnected with, even during just their first day in Sitka.
We walked over to the fire station, and the person behind the desk was Roberta White, and she was on the run that night. So she didn't get to pick her up or hold her or anything, but she was on the run, and she just took over and started notifying people and pulling up names of people and getting phone numbers for us so we could call, and it was just amazing.
Carissa agrees. She says she never really asked a lot of questions growing up, but now that she knows the full story, in her words, it is surreal.
It was the middle of winter. Anything could have happened, but the best outcome happened, and I ended up being safe and getting adopted by great people, and I mean, a million things could have gone wrong, but everything went right.
This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.